Good afternoon. From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Quermery. State workers rallied in Juneau Friday for better benefits, full staffing, and safe working conditions. But as Claire Strumble reports for KTOO, they were mostly there to support the Division of Public Assistance staff, who are already working through a months-long backlog for food stamps.
What do we need?
Staff our state!
Union President Don Bendick leads dozens of state workers in a chant on the Capitol steps in Juneau. The rally is for all the thousands of workers in the union, but its focus is on supporting those in the Division of Public Assistance. The union criticized the state's plan to hire contract workers to fix a months-long backlog of food stamp applications. It called for safer workplaces and for the state to hire more permanent Alaska employees.
We have got to staff this permanently. We cannot do this temporarily.
Joey Tilson is a Division of Public Assistance worker from Ketchikan who spoke on behalf of union members wearing a Viking-style knit hat.
And we cannot do a Band-Aid fix, and we cannot go and temporarily fund the staffing. Alaskans are being harmed by this. Every person that you know and love is somehow affected by public assistance in this state.
She says she appeared before the legislature last year on behalf of the union to ask them not to cut jobs. But the state defunded more than 100 positions in the division anyway. Anchorage Democratic Representative Genevieve Mina says she was a legislative staffer when that happened.
And there were concerns that were raised by legislators, by union members, by folks at DPA, and all across the board who were talking about the crisis that could come if you don't all have the resources that you need to do the work to serve Alaskans. And now, look what's happened. We're in a crisis.
Union President Heidi Dragas calls the division's staff shortage dire. But she says the state's plan to hire contract workers breaks its collective bargaining agreement with employees. She says the contract workers are likely to be from out of state.
It's a blatant violation of our contract, but we made it very clear to the commissioner and the director of personnel and labor relations that we would like to amicably resolve this issue.
Dragas is also concerned that the Dunleavy administration has ordered division staff to return to their offices while they face threats of violence from Alaskans who are frustrated and desperate after months of waiting for benefits. She says security contracts should have been in place first.
Workers are afraid to return to work, to return to the office. And until those safety measures are put in place, we don't think they should have to.
Meanwhile, Tilson said conditions are hard for Division of Public Assistance workers.
Morale is low. They're distrustful of administration right now. Many of them want to leave. Many of them have left. You know, there's many days that I have thought about leaving, but I can't because I want to take care of Alaskans.
But she said she's heartened by support from legislators and new leadership in the Department of Health. Division Director Deb Etheridge began just weeks ago, and Commissioner Heidi Hedberg has been in her post only a few months. Tilson said she's willing to give them a chance. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strimple.
And it's another story from Claire at KTOO. After a months-long wait, thousands of Alaskans have gotten their food stamps, but thousands more are still waiting. The state says it's making progress, but admits it's skipping some federal requirements to do that.
Mary Ruth Moore of Soldotna has been waiting on her food stamps since she reapplied for herself and her four children in October.
In a way, I feel like I've kind of become a scientist in the kitchen, trying to make things go further.
Since then, she's been watering down crockpot meals to stretch the food she has.
So what that's boiled down to is less vegetables, less fruits, and especially the, fresh ones.
The state's food stamp backlog began in August with a flood of 8,000 applications after the pandemic health emergency lapsed. State officials say the Division of Public Assistance is working through the backlog faster now, but Alaskans say that months of going without have left them with debt and fears for the future. Moore is still waiting.
It's a very powerless feeling to know that the situation you're in is so dependent, but there's no one to reach out to. There doesn't seem to be any accountability.
Moore says she's been relying on credit cards to get through. She says she worries about how she'll pay them off and knows thousands of other people are going through the same thing. Moore connected with Alaska Legal Services, the state's largest provider of civil aid, and filed a case last week. Alaska Legal Services Advocacy Director Lee Dickey says they file 20 to 30 new cases a day, and it's not slowing down.
No, it's just booming. It hasn't tapered at all.
She says they had 200 complaints last month, and they're taking on more pro bono lawyers to help handle the workload. They help Alaskans who've been waiting too long file a case with the state and get their benefits.
It is January 24th, 2023. This is the first Health and Social Services Committee from the Senate.
At legislative briefings in late January, leaders from the Department of Health blamed the backlog on its technology and the effects of a cyber attack on the department in May of 2021. Deputy Commissioner Emily Ricci said the department has finished issuing food stamps to people who applied in September and is working on October applications.
The team is currently working through October recertifications and saw the number of recertifications being processed daily increase substantially last week, which is positive.
Eligibility workers who spoke with KTOO say chronic understaffing is behind the slowdowns, but they did agree they have been working faster. They say it's because leadership directed them to skip mandatory federal processing requirements. Deb Etheridge, the new director of the state's Division of Public Assistance, says the department is doing everything it can to get people their benefits.
We're taking all measures that we can to expedite this food stamp recertification process.
Skipping some verifications has risks, both to recipients and to the state. If people get larger benefits than they should, they'll have to reimburse the government later. And Etheridge acknowledges the state could get fined by the federal government. But she says they aren't hiding shortcuts from the federal government.
We are talking with our federal partners and engaged with them, and they're aware of steps that we're taking, and there may be some sanctions, perhaps, but it's nothing that we're doing without full awareness and transparency.
Department of Health doesn't say understaffing is a root cause of its backlog, but it recently made more than 50 hires. Etheridge says they're also contracting with new workers to answer phones and fix the computer problems they say are behind the slowdown. But she says her larger goal is to build a department that won't experience this kind of backlog again.
Ideally, it's a one-touch processing for all applications, which means that individuals who are applying for benefits can call or they can apply online and they can get immediate feedback.
Natalie Richards of Soldotna had her benefits restored in January, after 5 months of waiting. She says the experience left her with credit card debt and nagging fears that it could happen again.
It's really frightening to live that way, thinking that your basic needs of food and shelter aren't going to be met.
She says state services are failing the most vulnerable Alaskans. She says people need better from state leaders.
They still go home and eat their dinner. You know, I mean, what about the people they were responsible and to look out for?
She says she's grateful the state paid her benefits for all the months she was waiting, but she doesn't feel like the trial is over. She says she's using the money sparingly, just in case something like this happens again. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Claire Strempel.
Juneau's Deputy Director of Public Works, Denise Koch, will represent the city as a new member of the Environmental Protection Agency's Local Government Advisory Committee. The committee, made up of representatives from across the country, aims to gather feedback on the ways environmental issues impact local governments. Last year, the Biden administration's Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure package made billions of dollars available for things like clean energy and pollution reduction. Much of that funding will be distributed to cities and towns. But Koch says navigating the complicated landscape of federal programs takes time and expertise, which makes it harder for smaller communities like Juneau to compete.
It takes resources to chase resources. And by that, I mean, grant writing is its own skill. You have to have a vision for a particular project. You have to know how to compete for it.
She says the committee aims to make climate and environmental actions more accessible by connecting local governments to EPA administrators. And her team is already working to secure some of the newly available federal money. The city has applied for a solid waste infrastructure grant that could help to establish a permanent municipal composting facility. And another pending grant could help to fortify Juneau's wastewater processing. Koch says that's just the beginning. More federal grant opportunities will be rolled out in the coming months, including many grants to bolster climate action. Koch hopes to help Juneau secure that funding. Koch also said she hopes her role in the community committee will help the EPA to better understand the needs of smaller communities when tightening federal pollution standards. You're listening to KTOO. Here in Juneau, it's currently 33 degrees, and there's more snow on the way tonight. Tomorrow, there is a winter weather advisory until Wednesday at noon. You're listening to KTOO.